Task Force on Water Land Interface, KY is not here and has asked me to stand in. So just to report, very useful meeting. This was the second meeting of this new task force. We had an excellent briefing by the Harbour Unit, who done some very, very good work on essentially auditing all the water-related facilities around the waterfront. And we now have a very, very good catalogue of water-related facilities. And thank you very much, Winnie, for all your hard work on that. I think it's going to help not just the Commission, but help all the task forces in reviewing proposals when they're received. The idea now, of course, is to take it to the next stage and look in more detail at some of these different facilities. And you see we've got a breakdown here into four categories. And the idea is the task force will work through and essentially try and understand what is essential, if you like, and what is nice to have, but perhaps over time could be relocated or rationalised. Then there was time spent looking at water transportation in Victoria Harbour, particularly the idea or the concept of encouraging a water taxi system. Many of the harbours around the world have a water taxi system. It's something that's been talked about here in Hong Kong. West Kowloon has in mind, certainly the present proposals have in mind introducing water taxis. I've had discussions with a potential operator who is interested to do a water taxi service along the north shore of Hong Kong Island, a water hopping taxi service, as he calls it. It's probably start down in Chai Wan, stop in Tai Koo, then in Causeway Bay, then in Wan Chai, and then into Central, possibly onto Kennedy, and work its way up and down the North Shore. They believe that after a bedding down period, it could be financially viable. So I've asked them to actually put a proposal together, and we could consider it at both Task Force and Commission. Could be a useful pilot, if you like, or experiment in as to whether this is really feasible. The operator that I've been talking to thinks crossing the water will be difficult, and also you then potentially could be seen to be in competition with the ferries. So their world is one of hopping along the shore, if you like, or just manoeuvring along the shore, and they think there's an opportunity also to do the same along the Kowloon shoreline. And obviously pick up Kai Tak as well. So we'll try and get that as a firm proposal for review by the task force. So that's, I think, where we are on the water-land interface. Any questions on that? Thank you. All right. Oh, sorry, Becky, sorry. Apologies.
Sorry, I just wonder, what's the major reason for not having like cross-harbour water taxi? Because that would be, you know, we have severe cross-harbour tunnel congestion and, you know, all the other bottlenecks over there. What's the major concern?
It's largely the water condition and the choppiness of the harbour, if you like, and the vessels that they're anticipating using would be challenged, if you like, by the water condition if they were to go across the harbour as against just running parallel to the shoreline. But the sort of the taxis they're looking at are 20 to 50 people, so it's a much more smaller vessel, if you like. All right, thank you.